This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Everything in this dunya starts small and then it grows slowly, slowly. Human beings, plants, even our careers, our job. We start small and then we slowly, slowly progress and get promoted and so on. Except one thing. Trials and tribulations. They usually hit hard and they start huge, massive, and then they diminish slowly, slowly as well. Depends on how you'll be able to deal with them and find peace within these dramas that you may experience in life. But remember one very important matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had tailor-made our trials and tribulations. Every one of us, every individual can bear the trials that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destined and decided for us. So don't ever claim that your trials and problems are harder or bigger than others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never test you with any trials unless you are capable of handling it. The question now is how to deal with these trials when they strike? How to find peace within ourselves in the middle of all these dramas that we experience in life? In this episode, inshallah ta'ala, we will discuss 6 points that can help us cope with these trials and tribulations, inshallah ta'ala. Number one, remember, it is the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadr. Indeed, everything we have created with a predestination or pre-planning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pre-planned every single action that you have witnessed and that you will witness in the future as well, including those trials and tribulations. And part of our Islam, part of our faith is to submit to Allah's will. If that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan upon you, then my brothers and sisters in Islam, we must accept it. Yes, we may shed some tears, we may feel sad and grieved. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam cried when his son passed away, and he said, indeed, the heart is grieving, the eyes are shedding tears, but we only say what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with, and that is, we belong to Allah, and to Him we shall return. So, feeling sad and going through these emotional battles is acceptable in Islam. There is no problem with it. However, acceptance or being discontent is what could lead you to a problem on the Day of Judgment. Number two, remember, your grief and your sadness will never drive away the trials. The trials already came to existence. Now you have to deal with it. So your grief and your sadness will never change that situation. What you need to do is to be patient and to think with people around you on how to go about this trial and how to, inshallah ta'ala, learn lessons and wisdom from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, wasbir li hukmi rabbik, and be patient for the decision of your Lord. Be patient. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring something good out of it, or will train you and prepare you for maybe what could be worse in the future. So remember to be patient and avoid any unnecessary grief that will never change the situation anyway. Number three, remember the trial that you are going through could have been worse. Alhamdulillah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said how amazing the condition or the affair of a believer is. If a trial befall him, he is patient and it is better for him. And if goodness have touched him, he is grateful and it is also better for him. So remember that that trial is much better than the situation other people are going through. So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, going back to point number two, wasbir. Number four, also remember, to every plan, to every destiny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destined upon us, there is a specific wisdom, there is something, a reason behind it that maybe we are ignorant of. We don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends by testing us in that particular way. So if we are lacking the knowledge of that particular wisdom, then we shouldn't, you know, question much about why things happen the way they happen. I had met a friend of mine some times ago who had lost her husband, And a couple of months later, she lost her mother, and she was questioning why Allah is doing this to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting us in trials to test who will be firm and accept the destiny and the qadr of Allah, and who will show different attitude and behavior. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلِنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, we surely are going to test you with loss of people, loss of family members, souls, provision, businesses, and so on. وَبَشِّرُ الصَّابِرِينَ, again, patient is coming, sabr is coming. Sabr is actually the source of peace. That peaceful moment that you will experience is through patience. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ, and be patient with those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. They don't desire anything other than His pleasure. So you see, patience will be always the key of happiness and peace whenever you wanted to achieve anything in this dunya. So don't question why things happen the way they happen, because sometimes we will not be given the wisdom or the reason behind these matters. Number five, remember that every trial that you go through with patience and perseverance, there is a reward to it. Remember the reward associated with trials and painful moments in this dunya. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that even a thorn that may poke you and cause a little bit of pain could be an expiation of previous sins. So it's a blessing sometimes if you exercise patient. وَبَشِّرْ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give good news to those who are patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Simple. Those when they are afflicted with calamities and trials, they say, we belong to Allah and to Him we shall return. We submit to the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because at the end of the day, He will reward us when we reunite in Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. Number six, and the final point on my list in this episode, inshaAllah ta'ala, is to remember one thing. Realize that if the trial is not in your religion, it is the easiest trial to deal with. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah did not test you with your religion, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not test you with lack of faith or leaving the faith altogether. So when you look at some of the believers, some of the faithful who have actually neglected the salah, neglected their ibadat, and removed their hijab and gave up their faith altogether, and then you look at your problems, say, alhamdulillah, that all the trials that I'm dealing with are not related to my religion. If we can practice and bring to realization these six points that we have discussed, then definitely you'll be able to find peace in the middle of trials and tribulations. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.